So answer this question for yourself. When is the church the fullest? When is the church is the fullest? We know the church is fullest when? Christmas and Easter. Why is it fullest on those days? Because we're believers. Believers in the importance of the birth of Jesus, our Savior. We are believers in the resurrection. Because we remember Jesus comes as a human person to teach us how to love. And we celebrate that on his birth every year. And we also know that from his birth to his death, his purpose is to come to lead us to life. His dying on the cross and rising on the third day opens for us the gates of heaven, the gate of eternal life. So when we come to pray, we come to remember that Jesus' life on earth is about how to live in relationship with one another. It's what he comes to teach us. He comes to teach us to love each other, to care for each other, to help each other. And his death and resurrection is about forgiveness of our sins. It's about opening the gates. He calls us throughout his life to look forward, to remember what our life goal is. And what is our life goal? To get to heaven. Who wants to go to heaven? Every hand better go up. We want to get to heaven. We want to get to heaven with our loved ones. We want to help our loved ones get to heaven. Our confirmation candidates are here. We're going to enroll them so they can spend the year thinking, learning, preparing, to remind themselves that they want to know Jesus. They want to reach heaven. They want to have a life with Jesus Christ. Tomorrow we'll have the joy of celebrating a baptism where the journey begins. Parents bring their child to baptism because they're grateful for the gift of life and they want God's help to raise the child to come to know Jesus. Why? Because they want to go to heaven and they want their child to go to heaven. They want their child to have that special relationship with Jesus Christ. They want to ask the Lord to help them to love and protect, to care and to serve their child and to teach their child the importance of knowing Jesus and having a relationship with Jesus. Those two sacraments of initiation, baptism and confirmation, remind us that we want to have a God relationship from the beginning of our lives to the end. And when we celebrate Eucharist, it's the strength to help us continue to live our baptismal call of following Jesus, to live our confirmation commitment of being in a relationship with Jesus Christ. We want a resurrection relationship. And so staying connected to these sacraments helps us prepare for that promise of eternal life because we want an eternal relationship with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. We want to know home in heaven. The point of Jesus in the gospel, they're asking him, they don't believe in the resurrection. They're asking about who's the woman going to be married to and all these men have married her and not have children. And Jesus says, it's not the point. It's not important about who you're married to. The goal in life is to have a relationship with God. The goal in life is to seek the joy of heaven. The goal in life is to know eternal peace. So let's pray and remember. In our heart of hearts, in the depth of our soul, in the back of our brains, we want to know heaven. We want eternal peace. We want to be with loved ones who have gone before us. So why is the church fullest at Christmas and in Easter? Why is baptism important? Why is confirmation important? Why did we remember the saints and the souls at the beginning of the month of November? Because we want and we need a relationship with Jesus Christ. In our hearts, in our spirits, we want to go to heaven. We want the peace of eternal life. St. Paul says it right in the second reading, in his letter to the Thessalonians. Listen to this first sentence. Brothers and sisters, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting encouragement and good hope through his grace, encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good deed and word. And the reading ends with, may the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the endurance of Christ. So let us remember, if heaven is our goal, if eternal is our hope, let us remind ourselves to take time regularly to pray, to look to do good deeds with our lives, to have a heart filled with love, to follow Jesus Christ in how we live and love and serve. So when we leave today, remember to sign yourselves with the holy water of your baptism. It keeps us connected to Jesus. It keeps us connected to his mission. It reminds us to do good deeds in Jesus' name with hearts filled with love. It points us toward eternal life at home in heaven. Amen.